Now. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Google's top searches of 2018. Sesame Street introduces its first homeless character and the nominations for the SAG Awards. In the juice, if this is true, there is really no chance of Cardi and Offset reconciling. And Romero has your sports.
Yes, the Celtics finally are who we thought they were.
But first, police in Lawrence are investigating after a pedestrian crash injured a 35-year-old pregnant woman and killed her 61-year-old mother last night. The two were hit by a car after 6 p.m. on the intersection of Essex and Hampshire Streets. The driver, who police identified only as a 22-year-old woman from Lawrence, is cooperating with the investigation, and drugs and alcohol are not believed to be a factor. Here is your proof that Americans do really care about soccer. Google released its annual stats on the top searches of 2018, and number one on the list, I have to say, I am shocked.
Well, you said soccer, so yep. World Cup.
The World Cup, yeah. Number one.
Okay, that makes
Americans
sense.
Too, because I mean, I mentioned this off air, and our producer was like, "Well, yeah, I mean, it's in the world." I'm like, no, Americans, and in the U.S. Remember, we weren't even in the World Cup, so remember that.
Yeah.
Number two, Hurricane Florence. Number three, Mac Miller. Number four, Kate Spade. Remember, Kate Spade passed away in June.
Yeah.
Number five, Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Number six, Black Panther. These are the top searches for Google in 2018. Number seven, Mega Million results. Number eight, Stan Lee. Number nine, Demi Lovato. And number 10, the midterm election results.
Oh, my God.
Results.
So much death in there.
It is. I know. We're so morbid. But it's true. When someone passes away, it's like you want to know the details. You want to know how old they were or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you always
want to
know
if it's true.
Right. The nominees for the 25th annual SAG Awards were announced yesterday. And for movies, A Star is Born led with four nominations. The cast of Black Panther, Crazy Rich Asians, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Black Klansman, and Green Book also received multiple nominations. For outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture, we have A Star is Born, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Crazy Rich Asians. And on the TV side, for outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series. Romero, you'll be happy about this. The Americans, Better Call Saul, The Handmaid's Tale, Ozark, and This Is Us.
Okay.
The SAG Awards will air live on TBS and TNT on January 27th. And Sesame Street has introduced its first food insecure and homeless character. Her name is Lily. She is a bright pink 7-year-old Muppet who was first introduced in 2011 mm-hmm. when her family did not have access to food. But in a clip that surfaced online recently, Lily is seen telling her best friend Elmo that her family lost their house. It's all part of an initiative for children who are in similar circumstances to be able to relate. And as of now, her experience of homelessness will not appear in actual televised episodes. Instead, it will be shown in separate online video clips.
Don't they have a Muppet that lives in a trash can?
I said the same thing. I was like, wait a minute. So what is Oscar?
He's a...
Yeah.
I thought he was like a bum.
Right. But they were saying, no, this is completely separate. So I thought the same thing.
So like, she doesn't even have a trash can to live in.
No, she's got nothing to live in. It's really sad. In the juice, it's the day Ellen fans have been dreading for almost 20 years. Ellen talking retirement. Now, in a recent interview, Ellen says that she's been reluctant to sign a new contract that would extend her show past its 20th season going through 2020. She says that fatigue from the show has prevented her from doing a ton of other projects, although she does have a Netflix special that's coming out next week. And according to her, she's saying she's been getting the nudge from her wife, Portia de Rossi, to call it quits. Portia de Rossi says, now you tell me if you think that this sounds like she wants Ellen to retire. I just think she's such a brilliant actress and stand-up that it doesn't have to be this talk show for creativity. There's other things she could tackle.
That's a nice way of saying that she should retire from the show. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. As of right now, Ellen is signed through 2020, but after that, it's all up in the air.
The typical person so cannot relate to that. They're like, I'm struggling here, living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And this bitch is like, I don't know if I want to sign for another 20 mil a year or whatever she
makes.
Exactly.
And Offset side chick, she's having quite the week. First up, you know, Summer Bunny. She just released a song. It's called Don't Matter, and it's all about Offset. Some of the lyrics, I'm sick of you. I guess my feelings don't matter. Never question how I am if I'm better. I hope you play this ish when you're all alone so you can think about why I'm really gone. F the gossip, F the tea. I'm the only one you really need. Apparently, the song was supposed to be dropping this week, but Summer's Instagram has recently been deleted. Why has it been deleted? Well, because there's another rumor out there that Summer Bunny is pregnant. Media Takeout got a hold of some screenshots of text messages that she was sending to one of her friends telling her that she's 9 weeks pregnant and she conceived in September, which is allegedly around the time she had the affair with Offset. So if this is true, Cardi could be a stepmother. Isn't that so weird?
When you say it like that, it sounds
funny. It's so weird. Here's Romero with sports.
All right, here we go. Your Boston Celtics, finally, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's beating everybody. They beat the Wizards last night in overtime, 130 to 125. Their next game is versus the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at the Garden. Bruins taking on the Penguins tomorrow. In Pittsburgh, as far as baseball, Joe Kelly, thank you for what you did for us. Enjoy your time with the Dodgers. He left the Red Sox. He signed with the Dodgers.
Damn it.
How about that? Whatever, man.
I mean, I don't know. He was all right, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was fine.
He was good.
Yeah, whatever, I'm over it.
Yeah. I mean, they'll figure something out. They're still going to be good.
He was a tall nerd pitcher, in case you're wondering who the hell he was.
Right.
All right, Melissa, who was the most, think about everything that happened in sports this year. Who do you think was the most searched athlete in 2018?
I have an idea, but it's not because of sports.
Okay.
Do you think I'd be right if I said Tristan Thompson?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
It's Tristan Thompson.
You're lying.
How in the name of Zeus's butthole did you guess that?
Because of the whole Chloe stuff. Like, he had a pretty rough year with his personal life.
I know, but...
And a lot of people don't search for stuff like... For strictly sports. They want to see, like, drama. They want to see what's going on with somebody. And he had a lot of drama this year. That's what I was thinking.
Well, there you got it.
Wow.
Tristan, congratulations. You were the top search. You still suck. Your team is terrible.
You were searched for. Had nothing to do with sports.
And this really isn't going to get you anything. But you could say that you were the most searched athlete in 2018. He edged out Manchester United forward Alexis Sanchez. Why was Alexis Sanchez up there, Melissa?
No clue.
He completed a high-profile transfer from Arsenal to English Premier League rival Manchester United in January.
You said Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. I didn't even know who it was.
Oh, God. That's your sports.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.